Blog Talk Radio.
Part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus, and we will
there you are. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us today. This is going to be a good day. What makes it a good day, Pastor? It's the day the Lord has made. Oh, my goodness, sakes alive. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So last night we were talking about having your tank full. Got to have a tank full. And it's not just a joke, you do.
Amen.
You've got to have a tank full. And the best way to do that is to look at every day of your life and say, I am growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And, you know, we were on that a couple of weeks ago, but we're going to be on it again tonight. And it's going to be a good night. And we're glad to have you with us. Remember everything in God, everything, absolutely everything, is about growing in Him and walking with Him. Once you're born again, that's all that's left.
All that matters.
That's all that matters. Here we go live to Facebook. Facebook Live. There we go. Even already got a notification even. Dan Pavel is live right now. He's out sitting on the tractor with the wheels spinning that internet machine.
That quick, he might be sitting on the front step up here.
Dave Sweeney's there.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Dave, brother Dave. It's always good to see your smiling face. You guys go to the lake a lot, don't you? Dan's always out sitting by the fire, but Dave's always out sitting by the lake. You ever notice that?
I didn't.
Sister Shannon Tony's with us. And she's always standing around hugging on Mike. Look at her. She's just standing around hugging Mike. We missed you. So don't be ever be gone again another day. Never.
We can't handle it.
Not another time. Brother Mike's with us. Brother Mike's always out flying with eagles. Good to have you guys with us tonight. Why am I dinging? Thank you, someone, for reminding me to turn down the dinger, because then the blog talk lady, radio lady, will not have an adverse effect upon the session tonight. Appreciate that ding. Not quite sure who the dinger was, but you're a good dinger. Everybody said, Pastor, if we know who the dinger's there, we're going to tell them to stop dinging because we want to see you jump. I know, that's the problem with it. All right. Well, it's a beautiful day in North Dakota. Well, how about where you are? Beautiful sunshine. No rain. Please send rain.
We declare rain come now in Jesus' name.
Not sure whether that was, that copy and paste was meant for us or not. No. Think about it, Mike. We are really glad you took a shower, brother. What I can't figure out is you're already sitting at the desk with a shower, and it's like, what is it, like 5 o'clock out there or something? Where are you at, Mike? We've lost track of Mike. Does anybody know where Mike is at, what time zone he's in? Velma Osborne is with us.
We need to figure out where he's at. He moves.
Me too, I smell. Well, that just smells like progress and success and all the rest of that. It's all right. We don't mind. Any hardworking folk don't mind a good smell like that. 1800 Mountain. I'm in Thule, Utah. Woo! Thule. Hallelujah. You know, I had an 1800 Honda. It was a pretty bad piece of equipment, brother. You ought to try one of those the next time. Screaming machine. Kelly Delkert, Wilma Tony, Robert Mulderman, they're all showing up. Ready? We ought to sing. We haven't sang in a long time.
Yeah,
oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. Sing it. Oh, when the saints, somebody get the tambourine, marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. Well, welcome, saints. We're glad to have you here tonight. Goodness sakes, a lot of it is going.
It is.
The comment section. I can, for some reason, I get to see the comments tonight.
Oh, that's fine.
Which is really good. Mike's back. That's good. Tonight's going to be a good night. You know, last night we were talking about it a little bit, but we're going to get back at it tonight. Say this with me. I got a tank that's filled with faith. Well, say it differently. You have a faith tank that needs to stay on full. And everything you do in life works on that anointing. And you're going to have to make sure you maintain that tank of faith. And when you do, then you can just continually overcome. If you ever have a point in your life where you feel like, wow, man, what happened? Where'd everything go that was gone? Well, check your faith tank. Are you adding word to it? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We were on it last night. We'll be on it again tonight. And you're going to enjoy this study of the Word of God as we do every time we're here. Remember, everybody's welcome to participate, be a part of the program. And, you know, it makes a whole lot better program when everybody gets involved. And we thank you for being a part. Those of you that's in Blog Talk Radio World, be a part. YouTube, be a part. And, you know, Facebook, be a part. This afternoon during the noon program, we had somebody come on and ask a question about once you're saved, you're always saved. And the Holy Spirit gave me one of the most amazing answers to that question. If you're filled with the righteousness of God, what's all the argument about? That kind of stopped the argument right there. It's like, oh, wonder what that's all about now. So, glad to have everybody here. Some nights I feel like we're having a Tony family reunion. Or maybe it's not the Tony side. Maybe this is the Shannon side. Now, it looks like this is the Shannon side, isn't it? You know, Mike, Shannon's got more disciples than you. You better get busy, brother. We're just glad you guys are here and you bring your friends and your family with you. And I'm telling you the truth. Don't hesitate to share this video in Messenger with people that you know. I don't know what your screen looks like, but on my screen, as soon as it goes live, in your spare time. Hey, I mean, you got an extra 3 minutes between each time you do something. You got to have another minute or two in there somewhere, brother.
It's the Osborne side.
It's the Osborne side. Oh.
Okay, ready for YouTube.
All right, YouTube is now up and running. Sunday Geyser's here. Sunday, we bless you and your family. YouTube is now up and running. Isn't that something? Well, I just encourage you guys to just speak it with us. Matter of fact, let's just grab it right now. Might as well. I don't know where to grab it. Right here. Grab it right there. Oh. That is just ridiculous. I can see what I want right in front of me, and I have no way to copy it. Now, that's just like crazy. Somebody talk real quick. I got the technology here going on.
We miss you too, Shannon, very much.
All right, so I just added that confession. I want everybody to make this declaration with me right now, please, if you will, over our technology. Let's say it together. One, puts 1,000 to flight. Two, sets everything in order. Three, just nails it down. Here we go. Talk. That's awesome, Dave. Talk, talk, talk. Here we go.
Thank you, Dave. To not be able to talk and type at the same time.
We declare all of our equipment and all of our technologies function properly every time we come together. From Genesis chapter 1, we are fruitful. We multiply. We subdue this earth and we take dominion of our internet signal, our electronic devices, and every satellite that is necessary to make it work. We declare you will function properly every time we turn you on. Everything we do as a ministry always succeeds. A comment jumped on me. Hold on just a second. Everything we do as a ministry always succeeds. Unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Thank you, Jesus, for the example that you dominated all realms of authority all throughout your ministry, and we walk in your footsteps now. We declare a perfect program tonight and every night, to the glory and the honor and the praise to the wonderful name of Jesus and to his righteousness that we have been made into. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen, amen. And amen. Keep speaking it with us. Keep speaking it for this program, because no weapon formed against us can prosper. You know, I find it very interesting. There was not one natural element that ever stood in Jesus' way. Have you read any of Jesus' teachings lately? When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there was never a earthly element that ever stood in Jesus' way. Not one. Including people trying to throw him off the hill and stone him. It's like the pastor everybody's been talking about since Easter Sunday up there in Alberta, Canada, where they came in and tried to close the church down. And he commanded them people, those police officers, to get out of his church. If you haven't seen the video yet, it's a pretty awesome video. He just kept walking at them saying, get out of our church. 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 And guess what? The police got out of the church.
Hallelujah.
Say it. No natural element,
no natural element
ever stopped Jesus. And it ain't going to stop me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Internet signal, you according to the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. See if that makes a difference. That's a powerful video, Robert. Amen. But it's where we are, guys. In this day that we live, we're going to have to just get bold. And even get more bold. Well, if you oppose the work of God, then, you know, what do you want? Your teeth to fall out, your eyes to go blind, your hearing to go? What are you going to do when you stand against God Almighty? Should I call the fire down? Like happened with Elijah, and a company of 50 was posted on the street. You might say, Pastor, aren't you a little crazy about that? Well, no, that's what happened in the Bible when they opposed the work of God. And not going there anyways. Wow. See, Brother Dan got me all fired up earlier. Now Brother Mike's got me fired up. And now Robert's in it. You ready? Let's just all sing together. I love you. You love me. We're a great big family. Sure do love you guys. Sure glad you love to have a good time and just laugh and have fun. You know, it's been a while since we was all together. I don't know. What's it been, like 3 or 4 days?
A long, long time.
It's like a long time. No Barney, please. I don't have a purple suit to put on, Mike. I just, you know, now when we get going real wild and crazy, it's time to slow it down a little bit and everybody just be in love. All right. Well, welcome YouTube. We're glad to have you. Welcome Blog Talk Radio. Welcome Facebook Live. Welcome to all of our family. If you're not a part of our family, you are now.
Amen.
It is now 6 April 2021. Can you believe it? And it is 7:22 Central Standard Time. Let's rise. We will honor the flag of the United States of America, the lives of the men and women serving. And we're going to get into this night and have a good time. We will be having communion tonight, so make sure you stick around for that. There will be no 90-second lady tonight.
Exactly. We'll see.
And all of our signal will hold, and everybody's going to get a revelation tonight of God's amazing love.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Rise together with me. Brenda, your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who have paid the last full measure of devotion, those who've been wounded in battle in the service of this great United States of America, and in honor of all of those of you who have served and done your duty to protect and defend this great Constitution. This moment of silence honors the lives of all of the families that have stood with our great warriors down through the years, and loved them and cared for them and prayed for them. And we honor every one of you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And now, let's pray for the United States of America. God and Father of every brave warrior, down through American history, on this day, we give you glory and honor and praise that all through the history of this great nation, your word and your hand and your angels, your ministers of fire have been with us, have dwelt with us, have delivered us, have continually set us free. And even though at this point in history, there's a whole bunch of loudmouth, crazy, wicked, perverse people that seem to be screaming really loud, we, the people of the United States of America, on this night, we declare again, as we have so many nights, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. Bless every man and woman in the United States of America that is not sinning. Bless those of us that are walking with you every day to be gathered together in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, locked arm in arm, brother to brother, sister to sister, doing the work you give us to do. We pray this right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for Psalm 133 that says, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It's like the holy anointing oil that flowed down Aaron's beard. It's like the dew on Hermon. It's the place of your commanded blessing. We, the people of the United States of America, gather together and say, you pack of liars, you pack of cheaters, all of you people that are perverse and wicked and anti-American, you don't belong here, get out, because you are not welcome in this land. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, God bless America. God bless America. Thank you, Father, that our founding fathers studied the word of God. We declare our leaders in this nation study the word of God. Amen. And may everyone who wants to get a study in something else be removed by the hand of the Lord, not the voting ballot. You stand against our way of life, and we command you to be removed out of that office and another to fill our place. Right now, we call it done in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, that you are our lawgiver. You are our judge, and you are our king. Based out of Isaiah chapter 33. We give you glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. And Jesus, we call you our King. Psalms tells us that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And Jesus, we the people of God, we the patriots of the United States of America declare, Jesus is Lord in the United States of America, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare now that every politician that has gone to Washington, D.C. to make a difference, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare you will be delivered from foolish and ignorant men, because not all men have faith. And we declare right now in the name of Jesus, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as sons and daughters of the great God Jehovah, deliver these people from foolish and wicked and evil men. We declare, foolish, evil, wicked men, get out of our offices. Run in fear of our God. The courage of the men and women of God will cause courage to rise in others and fear to fill their heart. And they will be like the book of Proverbs. They will run when no one is chasing. because the righteous are as bold as a lion in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, silence the mouth of foolish and ignorant men. You closed the lips of Zechariah. He was just talking to me and he just said something really powerful. That's why I got quiet. He said, I don't want to close their lips. They're against me. I want them to flap so I can judge them and remove them.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that something? Say it with me. Judge them, Lord.
Judge them, Lord.
And remove them. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I want us to end with Psalm 144. Somebody copy and paste that into the comments here. Psalm 144. I've got it done, but as soon as I copy and paste it, then I lose everything. Just do the whole psalm. And I want all of us to declare it together tonight. And then we'll do ISM declaration. We'll do the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. I say, Pastor, it's a little different. Well, here's what we're learning how to do in this gathering of believers. We're learning how to flow with the Holy Spirit of God. It's interesting. Two people had dreams last night that are part of the ministry. Now, you might say, Pastor, I've not had a dream. Is there something wrong with me? Yeah, but it can be fixed. Let's pray the prayer about the isms first. You ready? Everybody pray this with me. To all the isms, it is impossible for you to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or historic claim. Or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we are the children of God, have returned to our God, and we are building every wall that seems to be torn down. Realm of the spirit and in the natural, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 144. Everybody join me in this one. Psalm 144. Let's just speak the whole psalm right out loud. A psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the son of man, that you are mindful of him. Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains and make them smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter the wicked. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue us and deliver us out of great waters from the hand of the foreigners, whose mouths speak lying wonders and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God, on a harp of 10 strings. I will sing praises to you. The one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners whose mouths speak lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our field, that our trucking industry may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say it. No breaking in.
No breaking in.
No breaking down. And peace in our streets. Because that's what happens when we the people stand together. The Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, Sunday Geisen, while we were reading Psalm 144, hey, Scott Sherrill, welcome. God bless you, man. As we was reading Psalm 144, I'm going to pin that again, guys, just so you see it. When you see it pinned, you know it's me. All right? And we read the verse that says, "Blessed," verse 1, "Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." When we read that Sunday, I saw you being trained by the Holy Spirit and doing severe spiritual warfare for your family and your extended family. It's very interesting. As we were reading that verse, I saw you. I saw God showing you how to war in the heavenlies for your family. This is a gift of the Spirit. I saw you warring against the statements that say, well, death's come in three. Fight that thing with all of your strength, all of your might, all of your power. That's exactly what our enemy wants, is for people to make that declaration, because as soon as people start saying it and they're giving words to death, death gets to work.
Wow.
John 10:10, Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." In John 10:10, there's death and life. Which is a person going to speak? And I want all of us to speak right now. I don't know who's saying it. I don't know anything except by the Holy Spirit Sunday, that the Spirit of God said this to me while I was reading that verse about you. And I'm supposed to be telling this to you. So, I want everybody to pray this with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We bind the spirit of death.
We bind the spirit of death.
In all of Sunday's family.
In all of Sunday's family.
In any way, any portion, anyway. Bind. You are bound, death, and death will not be spoken. Our Father, the Lord, our rock, trains our hands for war and our fingers for battle. You will live and you will not die in this family. We condemn those words. We cast them to the ground. We call them powerless in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory, Lord, for life and life more abundantly. We speak it right now in the Thorsby family. Life and life more abundantly. We speak it in Don Jr.'s family. Life and life more abundantly. El Talina, life and life more abundantly. Reuben, life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus. Say it with me. Say amen or something, guys. Because this is the word by the Holy Spirit right now. It's like Brother Mike was saying the other night. There's going to be some times some of you are going to be like, wow, Pastor, I just fell out in the Spirit as soon as you started praying. Why? Because the Spirit of God came in your house right during this prayer right now in Jesus' mighty name. I declare in these situations with cancer, life in your body,
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak life to Ben and Darlene,
yes.
Susie Strigafiggy. I speak life to you. We have already cursed the virus, and you are blessed with life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Life in the Davis family. Everybody say this. There will not be another death.
There will not be another death.
We speak life and life more abundantly right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this right now. Thank you, Lord, that you train our hands for war and our fingers for battle. We speak it done now. You are our loving kindness. You are our fortress, our high tower, our deliverer. You are our shield, the one in whom we take refuge. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody, just lift your hands and bless right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate your prayer of agreement, your declaration. That's a powerful way to say it. Amen to all the life spoken by the word of God, by the power of the Spirit of God through his vessels. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Now, let's just pray in the spirit for a minute. Shanda di kasama, anda subalabrama nakilasa, ando sabalida ma kandede sakati, uno shalara malakable manokadiata, onde basta valadutika, inda samra ludebe basa valide kara manoste, ende lasanda maru beresa. Ambarasonde kabalasota. in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. O masa calorita, and la sombra, endele sebede, barabasuta, in the mashakaba. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare by the Spirit of Almighty God, I declare that every single one of us, every single one of us will have our hands trained for battle and our fingers for war. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak right now over the Baker family. In the mighty name of Jesus. COVID, we cursed you. We bind your effect now. Everybody say it. We bind you now. Leave the Baker family now. Life and health and strength fill the lives of these people right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. Might say, Pastor, we seem to be doing a lot of praying lately. Well, we got a lot of people that need prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare it right now. The blessing of the Lord that makes rich, that means abundantly blessed in every area of their lives, in their spirit, in their soul, in their body, in their mind, their will, and their emotions. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Robert, for reminding us of that family. If you have shared a request with us that was not mentioned, make sure you get it to us so that you remind us of it so that we're always certain to pray and bless these families. Father said we are a healing room. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We bless the Davis family. We bless Brenton and Owen. We declare over every person that has been affected by autism, you foul spirit of infirmity, lose your grip now. All right. Amen. This is what it's all about right here. Please add Barbara Weckworth to the prayer list. She has COVID. COVID, we arrest you now. We bind your power in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Not only do we bind COVID in her life, we declare everyone she's come in contact with is free from it because we cast this thing down. Everybody say it with me. COVID, your power is broken.
COVID, your power is broken.
The spread stops now. Everybody just raise your hands to your community and say, no matter what the liars say,
no matter what the liars say,
the numbers go down to zero in my community.
COVID goes down to zero
in our community. May we have heat.
May we have heat.
Heat kills COVID. Heat come now. COVID die now. By the name of Jesus, by the fire of the Holy Spirit, COVID, you die now. We declare health to Jim and Cindy. sent Jim and Cindy. Well, Father, evidently Jim and Cindy need me to pray for them. I'd bless them right now in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak health and life. We speak health and life to Wilma and Jim and Jim and Cindy. I know who Jim and Cindy are. They're some good friends. And I bless you guys in the mighty name of Jesus. And may you have tuned in tonight and just sit there shaking your head like, look at that, what God just did for us. We bless Gabby Teneff. Teneff. All right. Has to wear braces because of muscular dystrophy. We say leg healed.
Yes.
Muscles healed. Joints, ligaments, marrow of your bone, all of the organ systems function properly, and MS, your power is broken. Jesus healed them all. He went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God is with him and in us by the same Holy Spirit. We've been given power over all the power of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Don't stop praying, guys, because the numbers on my screen are going higher and higher and higher, and we're getting enough speed to do the program. Keep praying in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak over Chris. We speak over all of her family, her children. We speak life and life more abundantly. Now, those of you that are close to somebody with COVID, learn this. He's given you power over all the power of the devil. Say it. All the power. Somebody throw that reference in there where that's at. He's given us power over all the power of the devil. That is Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Father, we speak it. Wait, everybody just do this. We glorify your name, Father.
Yes.
We glorify your name. Now, Lord, we just stood boldly with our words. You said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, replenish. Do that right now in Jesus' mighty name. We have brought plenishment to these families. Based on your command to tend and keep this earth and everything that's on it. And then you went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because your job was to bring the kingdom to this earth. And you said, you have given us a kingdom. We received the kingdom, and now we pray, thy will be done on this earth. And your will is healing and life in all of these people's lives. And Lord, we just thank you. We know it's not us in our humanness, but we know that your power living in us, functioning through us, transforms these situations.
Yes.
From darkness to light. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray it right now to the glory of God Almighty to the glory of God Almighty. Here we go. I want us to receive communion right now. Wait. Hold on. Back off. Wait, everybody. Let me just get my words right. Is that all right if I do that?
Sure.
While we were praying, the Holy Spirit said, do communion now. You might say, Pastor, we're doing things a little differently, and I like it when it's always the same. I do too. But when we get in that tent meeting, we got to be able to flow, and we got to be able to go. And he's preparing us for that right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. I want to seal all these prayers. This is what I'm being seen. We're going to seal all these prayers in the broken body and the blood of Jesus right now. And we're going to see God, every one of these situations. The presence of God has now been spoken. Our hearts are filled with faith, and we believe God is God, and he's real, and he's working. Therefore, we're seeing victory come. And Abraham was so convinced about God. Abraham said, well, if you got to raise him from the dead when I sacrifice, if you told me to go do this, I'm going to go do it, and it don't matter to me. I'm doing what you said. And it says he literally hoped upon hope. Bam. Look what God is doing. And we're going to do that right now. So go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And then when you get there, we're going to verse 23. And then we'll get into the Word of God. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the leadership of your Holy Spirit. Verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same day in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he blessed it, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Say it with me. I declare the redemptive work of God into everyone's life tonight that we just prayed for. Amen. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love has been perfected in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world right here. In Jesus' name. Verse 18 says, perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes along with it. And since there's no fear in love, then that means there is no fear in the communion service, because the communion service is one of the greatest acts of love our Father has ever given to us.
Yeah,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, this might be the first time you've received communion with us. You may have been a part of an organization that said only if you are a member. That's not the Bible. If you are a member of the body of Christ, you can receive the broken body of Christ. If you've never been born again, we're going to pray a prayer right now. And when you're finished praying that, you will be born again. And if you mean it from your heart, you'll be filled with His Holy Spirit. And ready to receive things of God. You might say, Pastor, I've been away from God. It doesn't matter. You're not away from Him right here. You came back and you're with this group. And I'm going to tell you, there ain't a bigger bunch of God chasers than this group right here.
Amen.
There ain't a bigger bunch of God chasers than this group right here in the community of faith. These are God-chasing folks. And we're glad to have you with us. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with us. Everybody pray it. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
And I want you there.
And I want you there.
I don't want religion.
I don't want religion.
I don't want churchianity.
I don't want churchianity.
I want the God of heaven.
I want the God of heaven.
The one that created me.
The one that created me.
To live inside of me.
Inside of me.
I know Jesus is the door.
I know Jesus is the door.
And Jesus, I believe in you.
And Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
In my life right now.
In my life right now.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
You give me the power.
You give me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
Take all your sin like this and just dump it out. Say, there's all my sins.
There's all my sins.
I have no ability to beat them.
I have no ability to beat them.
In my own strength.
In my own strength.
Now you ready? Say, I receive all of righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness, Jesus.
Filling me right now.
Filling me right now.
In every part of my life.
In every part of my life.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Just let it fill you. Let it wash you. Pray this. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, 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 amen. I saw somebody right then just immediately start praying in the spirit. Make sure you send us an email or a message somehow and let us know it was you. Because we want to rejoice with you. Welcome to the kingdom of God. That's the first time you prayed it. I'm going to let you right now. I am going to let you know right now that our Father just changed every part about your life. This is what we look like. And we're glad to have you in Jesus' mighty name. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from your fear to Jesus' faith. You went from your sin you can't beat. Nobody has any ability in themselves to beat sin. To Jesus' righteousness that he just gives you when you receive him. And it is pure. And then this happened. You got transformed from darkness to light into the family of God. And God is now your Father. And Jesus Christ is your elder brother. You now have access to 9 fruit of the Spirit. 7 gifts of the Spirit. 9 gifts of the Spirit. 7 gifts of Father God and the 5 gifts of Jesus. People might say, Pastor, if I got all that going for me, you can't fail.
That's right.
You just got to get the revelation. And that's what we're here for. We're glad to have you with us. We've got my email address and website in there so you can contact us if you need. Honestly, guys, if there's something about what we're doing you don't understand, do not hesitate to say, Pastor, why are you doing that? Seriously. Because we want you to be able to say, I don't understand that. Please help me. I'll help you. I don't have nothing except the desire to make everybody that's with us connected, arm in arm. Oh, Lord, help me. We will be the most formidable force our enemies ever seen. Because we lock arm in arm, and we let nothing separate us from the love of God and the love of our brothers and sisters. Right here, right now, in Jesus. You ready? Let's bless our elements. Hurry. Go get some bread and water. I often see people hurrying like, whoa, whoa, he's getting ready to do this right now. Yeah. If you're watching this at a later date than when it's live, hit pause and go get some elements and receive communion with us right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Pray with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
They are sanctified.
They are sanctified.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is on you, Lord.
Is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes,
by your stripes, I'm healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In every part of my body.
In every part.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the broken body of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It wasn't those whips and chains that kept him at that whipping post, guys. It was his love for you and me. And his love never fails. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The plague has to pass over.
The plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
And all forms of condemnation.
And all forms of condemnation.
Are cast down in my life.
Are cast down in my life.
And there is no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive Jesus' blood. Glory be to God on high. Glory be to God on high. You know, let's say this real quick right now about the communion elements. Exodus chapter 12. Go there with me. Exodus chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. This is the first Passover. Watch this. Remember our message last night was keep your faith tank full of word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So in order to overcome a daily basis, you got to keep your word tank full. And there's people that run on empty. Don't do that. Keep it full. Like slashing out the top full. The DEQ and OSHA and the rest of them can't come and get you for having your word tank full and over. Jesus said, or Psalm 23 says, my cup runs over. There's no problem with you having too, you'll never have too much word in your life.
Amen.
That's impossible. It's possible to have too much religion or churchianity, but not too much word. Because the word don't make you weird. The word makes you solid. Watch. I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. That's the Lord of judgment right there. That's pretty serious. The firstborn of everything. Not only man, but also beast. All right, 13. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you and your houses, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. There was a difference. The plagues didn't go on Israel. God don't put his plague on his kids he's trying to deliver. Wait, God doesn't allow the plague to come and destroy the kids that he's trying to deliver. There was a difference. You can see that in Exodus. I'm not going there because we got to stay where we're at. But listen to this. When we say that communion prayer about the blood of Jesus, and we say, by the blood of Jesus, the plague has to pass over. Right? Say it with me. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus
that I receive every day.
That I receive every day.
COVID has to pass over.
COVID has.
Matter of fact, it has to die.
Amen.
It has to die anywhere you show up. And it cannot be on you or your family. Start speaking that out loud. Until it just hits down in here in Revelation Kyle saying, hold it. This plague cannot be on me or my family. Where it comes from, and I'm showing this to you on purpose, because if people will, well, people will get a hold of this revelation, excuse me,
you
gotta quit eating jalapeno potato chips. Now, come on. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, why don't you see this? God said, when I see the blood, well, of course, you're covered by the blood. He sees the blood on you. That plague don't have any ability to get to you when the blood's there unless you say the blood's not working and I get the plague. Mm-hmm. Don't say that. I wish this is the battle, guys. My last comment was the one about the little girl wearing braces.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, I'm just going to... It's going to keep going. But if you guys... Make sure everybody welcomes... You see somebody show up, welcome them, guys, because... I want to welcome people, but, you know, you can't see them. God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over. Well, your life is so marked by the blood of Jesus because he's on the inside of you. It's not just the blood. You've got the Spirit of the living God and the Holy, and God and Jesus on the inside of you. And therefore, the plague's got to go away. But see, you got to get the revelation that that is how this works. So once God's inside of you, you cannot be sick. Pastor, I'm still sick. I know. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs 18:21, right? Yeah. Proverbs 18:21. Let's do 20:21. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. Speaking is what I'm getting in here. From the produce of his lips, he will be filled. What you're speaking is what you're living. I'm not saying those words anymore, Pastor. I know. That's the revelation that comes to you. And listen, for those of you, this might be, and I don't have anybody in my mind, so nobody be, don't take this personal. But to some of you, this is like, wow, what a revelation. Now, wait, watch this. You're going to go on this little circle because our enemy comes around and points and says, you don't have to be that careful about your words. And if you nail him right in the forehead, right between the luckers and say, shut up and get out of here, the word of God, then you're all right. And if you drop it and you're just like, well, maybe that's true. All of a sudden, you're going to look around and say, what is going on in my life? And the father will come back and say, hello, what are you saying? What are you saying? Huh? 21. Death is in the power of your tongue. Life is in the power of your tongue. Now, all I did was take the and added the full phrase as if it was an English diagram sentence. Death is in the power of your tongue. Life is in the power of your tongue. And nobody can make you say anything you don't want to say. Amen. If you're honorable, honor will come out of you. If you're dishonorable, dishonor will come out of you. If you're righteous, righteousness will come out of you. Right? Mm-hmm. If you got a hate spirit, hatred's going to come out of you. I don't want any of that. I want the good stuff. That's right. That's why you live and walk and breathe in the word of God, and you get that word tank full of the word by meditation, by confession, by speaking it out loud every single day. Watch. Let's grab one more verse here. Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. All you ladies, just look at your man and say, I'm bringing you favor. It's right out of the book. Amen. Let's look at this one. Job 24, 23 through 30. Now, remember, Job was the very first book of the Bible ever written. But it's written a long time ago. She'll run it through the cross, but watch what this says. Job 22, 23. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. Say it with me. I'm returning all day long. Then you will be built up all day long. In the New Testament, we not only get to have the word, we get to pray in the Holy Ghost and build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Jude, verse 20. Remove iniquity far from your tents. Well, as soon as you're filled with the righteousness of God, God obliterates every sin from your life. 24. Look at this. Then you will lay your gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. I want to buy one of the places that's got a brook with gold in it. The Almighty will be your gold, your precious silver. Then you will have delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him. He will hear you. You will pay your vows. If you've made one to God, pay them. Verse 28. You will decree thing, and it will be established to you, and the light will shine on your path.
What I am speaking
is coming to pass.
Is coming to pass.
Just as if it's a declaration. The power of life and the power of death are in your tongue. Light will shine on your pathway. Verse 28. When they cast you down, you'll say, exaltation comes. No, this is Job 22, 29. 30. He will even deliver one who's not innocent, and you will be delivered by the purity of your hands. Why are we going back here, Pastor? Because the bottom line is every single one of us have absolutely everything we need in our hands to be the most mighty people of God that this earth has ever seen. And you can see the Antichrist is setting everything up for his fake rule. You can see it. They're getting ready. They're trying everything they can to have a one-world government. They're trying to shut everything down. They're trying to make everybody just bow and fear and all the rest of it. But I got a really good word for you. I want you to live in every day. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Delkert, we call you blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare the revelation of the word of God working in your life. We declare that your faithfulness to be here produces great blessing for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And your sleep is sweet, and it's filled with the blessing of Almighty God. Amen. It is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you, do not be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had already come. Let no one deceive you by any means. Say it. Let no one deceive me by any means.
Let no one deceive me by any means.
The day of the Lord will come, will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God and he's not. 5. Do you remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining the Antichrist, that he may be revealed in his own time. 7. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work in the day that Paul wrote this to the Thessalonian church. This was happening. Only he, capital he, who now restrains will do so until he, capital he, is taken out of the way. Well, what is the he? That's the body of Christ. We are the restraining force of God on this earth that's keeping the enemy back. That's why every verse of scripture you can declare out loud about conquering our enemy is of absolute importance in this day that we live. Why, Pastor? Because when we proclaim the word of God out of our mouths out loud, angels grab it and they run down through the eternities and they are setting things in order. That's why we got to speak life and life more abundantly everywhere we go. Because then no matter what the devil's plan is, you don't know which house in your community the devil's making a plan in. But if you let God lead you, you'll drive by there and say life and life more abundantly. And it'll totally defuse that whole situation. And the enemy will be like, what just happened to our plans? And you and I just go home saying, look what God has done through me today in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, was that a good trip through the communion verses just a little bit? Go with me now Second Peter chapter 3. Let's go to 3:9-18. And we're going to go from here to the book of Acts. We're going to read a story in Acts. And we're going to build on the foundation of what we had last night. And as Jesus said, O ye of little faith, wait, Jesus said to his own disciples, how is it that you have no faith? And then to another one, he said, oh, you have little faith. That was his disciples. And to another person, he said, I've not seen this great faith. And then to the centurion, he said, I've not seen faith like this in all of Israel. What's that showing us, Esther? That's showing us that there's levels of faith that we get to function in. Every level of faith we function in is based on the amount of word that we've put in our hearts and we have in our tank everywhere we go. I got question marks and I think I'm lost in the lag. There you go. 2 Peter 3:9-18. Isn't that what I said? All right. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. How many? All. How many does God want saved? All 7 billion of us. That's why I continually say we still got 7 billion people to reach or whatever. 10. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with a fervent heat, but the earth, both the earth and the works that are in it, will be burned up. So this earth is going to get burned up. All right? Verse 11, therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and in godliness? Well, here's the cool thing about our God. He's not going to tell you to be holy conduct and godliness if he doesn't give you the strength, the power, the might, the dominion, and all of the understanding to get it done. When he says, be ye therefore holy, he gives you absolutely everything you need so that can just automatically come to pass in your life. What is it based on? How much revelation you go get in your life. I love Billy Graham. The man had a serious amount of revelation. I love Dr. Oral Roberts. The man had a serious amount of revelation. Brother Kenneth Hagin had a serious amount of revelation. John Osteen had a serious amount of revelation. I want you to hear this about John Osteen. Watch this. I went to John Osteen's church in Houston when it was on the northwest corner, northeast corner. Literally, listen to this. We were 5 blocks away from the church building. And the manifest presence of God was so strong, 5 blocks away, your hair was standing up. Now, naturally, we were people that were used to the Spirit of God, so we could feel him. But I'm going to tell you something. When you've got such a revelation of God, and you've got everybody in that place working together like you've got them working together, I'm going to tell you right now, you literally could feel the presence of God 5 blocks away while you were still in your car before you could ever even see the building. It was amazing. It was amazing. Hey, is that Chris?
Yes, but he made it through surgery.
Chris made it through surgery. Well, you better make it through surgery. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise that Brother Chris is on the other side of this surgery now, and everything that they did is fixed and fine and functioning and totally healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he wakes up in the morning filled with strength. All of his vessels and cells and tissues and organs functioning perfectly. Amen. Spinal cord functioning perfectly. Strength. Get up and walk out that door. In the mighty name of Jesus. Healed by the presence and the power of Almighty God. Wow. Goodness sakes alive. Verse number 12.
And Shannon went night.
Night, Shannon, we call you blessed. And we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that your body is strong and totally resistant and resilient in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you sleep, your body is restored, your spirit is restored, and your mind and being is renewed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right. We're back over here in 2 Peter chapter 3. You ready? Verse 12. Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with a fervent heat. 13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth. Watch this. In which righteousness dwells. The new heaven and the new earth will be the dwelling place of the righteous. God bless you, Mike. Father, may Mike's system be able to adjust, and may his clocks be able to adjust. In the name of Jesus, and we declare, your sleep is blessed by God in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hey, all y'all that's still here, we're still preaching, so hang in there. Love you, Mike, Shannon. We're in verse 14. We're talking about keeping your tank full. Let's just say it, Twain. I went to the verses in Exodus so that it keeps your faith tank full about the blood of Jesus and the Passover. Causes all the plagues to pass over that they can't stick to you. What's the purpose of that verse? So that you will be strong and healthy in your body and all the plagues have to pass over. Say it. They can't be on me or my family.
Not be on me or my family.
In the mighty name of Jesus. All right, here we go. Verse 14. 2 Peter 3:14. Therefore, beloved brethren, look forward to these things. Be diligent to be found in him. You be diligent to be found in him every day. Why? Because the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, they're just going to be there. That's what Jesus said in that parable. All of this stuff is going to come at you from every corner, and it can't have any effect on you, but you got to show diligence to your Christian life. Keep this tank of faith scriptures filled in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I just went to preach it, didn't I?
You did.
All right. Brother Chris, we love you. I didn't mean to just stop praying and move on. Let me say it again. We love you, brother. I've been in faith with you all day long. And we declare over your life the blessing of the Lord. And that house that you need comes to you now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right. 15. Consider the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given him, has written to you, as also in his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scripture. Paul and Peter still going at it. But guess what? They still all made it to heaven. Watch. Verse 18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Say it. I'm growing in grace.
I'm growing in grace.
And in the knowledge of Jesus. Every day.
Every.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Can I have another cup of coffee? Can I have another cup of coffee?
Sure.
See, grace, Romans says, by grace are you saved through faith. It is not of works, lest any man can boast. So you're saved by grace. But you're rewarded for the work you do. Just let it sink in a little bit. You're saved by grace. You're filled with the Spirit. You're filled with his righteousness. You're saved by grace. But our reward, which is what gives us our crown that we're going to present before Jesus, that comes by the work that he assigns us to do. And we become excellent and orderly and organized and get that work done. That is what the blessing and the crown comes for, that we one day will lay at his feet and say, oh, Jesus, you alone are worthy of all the honor and the glory and the praise. So you've got to see that there's a process in our life that we must grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Welcome, Mary, Pastor Rick. Love you. Thank you, Rebecca. Say it. I'm growing in grace every day. Sometimes you might come here, guys, and you might say, you know, Pastor, I didn't really get anything different today than what I've gotten all along. But this is what you find out. You got connected inside the body. Let's say you're the wrist bone. And you're just all of a sudden, you're just hooking in to your place in the body. And the hand is able to move. And it protects all the vessels and corpuscles and the muscles and tendons. And you're the wrist. Wait, now we've got two wrists. And the whole body functions much more effectively because you're doing your part of supply in the body. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. There's just been this doctrine in the church that says the only thing that's important is that you get born again. Well, it is important that you get born again, but more as important as being born again is growing in grace and letting Father hook you in the body and then bring your gifts, talents, and abilities alive in that way. And the coffee lady just showed up. She's also the boss. Not every day the boss brings you a cup of coffee.
I'm a good boss.
Most times you're supposed to bring a boss a cup of coffee if you want your brownie points. Verse 18, grow in grace and grow in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Now let's go grab our Acts story real quick. Acts, hold on just a second here. Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27. And this is pretty much the whole chapter. Let's just read 1-8. And when it was decided that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to the one named Julius, a centurion of the Augustan regiment. Entering a ship of Andromedium, we put to sea, meaning sail along the coast of Asia. Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, was with us. The next day we landed at Sidon. Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him liberty to go to see his friends and receive care. Why? Paul was a righteous man of God. Paul treated that ship, the pilot of the ship, he treated him with great blessing. So guess what? The captain said, well, we're here. Go see your friends. Come back. Say it. Even as a prisoner, you can lead.
You can lead. Amen.
Verse 4, when we put out the sea from there, we sailed under the shelter of Cyprus because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea, is off of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. There the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing to Italy, and he put this on board. Remember, they're all trying to get to Rome because Paul's going to be judged. But God had told Paul, I want you to go preach in Rome. All right? So watch. Yeah, watch this. 7. When we had sailed slowly many days and arrived with difficulty off Cnidus, the wind not permitting us to proceed, we sailed under the shelter of Crete of Salmone. Passing it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens near the city of Lycia. Wouldn't you think a ship that's having trouble sailing would like to be in a place called Fair Haven? Seems to me like that would make a whole lick of bunch of sense. I want you to see this right now. Say it. I got to keep my tank full. But watch what happens. When much time had been sent and the sailing was dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, "Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives." 11. Centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul. And because the harbor was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised to set sail from there also, if by any means they might reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete, opening toward the southwest and northwest, and winter there. So they had come to the winter time of the seasons, and you can't be out there sailing in the winter because everything gets all tore up. Now watch. 13. When the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their objective, putting out the sea, they sailed close by Crete. Would you think that those men made a decision that they had probably made many times? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Many times. So, what's your point? Well, these men made an intelligent decision as they saw, but I want you to see what happens here. Not long after, a tempestuous wind arose called Euroclydon. They named the storms back then.
Wow, isn't it something? Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Euroclydon, 15. So when the ship was caught and could not handle the wind, we let her drive. And being under the shelter of an island called Clauda, we secured the skiff with difficulty. When they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship, and fearing lest they should run aground on the strata sands, they struck sail and we were driven. Somebody should have listened to Paul, shouldn't they?
Yes.
Listen to this now. Pay attention. Watch this. Why am I saying this about keeping your tank full on this story? Because Paul had the revelation from God. We need to stay put and winter right here. Say this with me. When my tank is full, God can speak to me and through me to many people's lives. Now, don't miss the story. You got to see this. Verse 18. And because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. What does that mean? They threw some stuff overboard. Why? To get some weight off. Somebody say, hey, Lord, help us.
I want to throw some stuff overboard, too. Velma's one.
Velma, we bless you, and we bless Joy, and we bless Mikey, and that little baby. Now, I keep missing that little baby's name. Make sure you tell it to us so we can speak her name by name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 19. On the third day, we threw the ship's tackle over with our own hands. Somebody say, it's getting real serious. Brother Robert's still with us. And He's a Navy guy, and he knows what it means when you start throwing the tackle overboard. That's a messed up situation we got going on. Why? Because a man of God whose tank was full, who heard the voice of God, said, I wouldn't do this if I was you. And guess what happened? Verse 20. Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. 21. After long abstinence from food, Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me. And not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. Say this. A man whose tank is full.
A man whose tank is full.
A woman whose tank is full. Is always going to be able to speak the will of God. But guys, if you're running on empty, then you won't have the fullness of God just pumping out of you. You'll be struggling. The winds will blow, and you'll be like, whoa, it's rocking my boat. Why is my boat rocking? Fill the boat with the word of God. Why? Because when you fill the boat with the word, your life changes. Say it. Fill the boat with the word.
Fill the boat with the word.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Ready? 22. I now urge you to take her, for there will be no loss of life among you, not only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve. I have a question for you. If an angel stood next to Paul on that ship, why didn't the rest of them see him? Wait. Did sinners see the angel where Peter was?
They did.
Matter of fact, the angel made him go to sleep real hard. We don't know if Paul was the only one that saw the angel, but we know Paul saw an angel. And that angel came to him in that night and said, everything will be all right. Watch it. There stood by me this night an angel of God, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Your life can save the whole ship. Say it. My faith-filled life can save the whole ship.
Can save the whole ship.
That's why the Holy Spirit prophesied to Sister Sunday tonight.
Yeah.
Her faith-filled life will save that whole ship, and Sunday's a woman of faith.
Yep.
I think about Mary Pasternak being a woman of faith in her family, Sister Rebecca Smith, and Wilma. All of these women are women of God, filled with faith. I'm serious about it, guys. We're glad to have you on our ship with us. Serious about this. You're women of God. There might be places in your life. What was there? The lady that was with us last night. What's her name? Melissa?
Oh, yeah. Melissa.
Melissa? And then the other one. I get a lot of names. And I've just got to make sure I always remember everybody's names. Melissa. Melissa's another one. She's a woman of God. You can just tell by These are people who love our God. And we're glad to have you with us. Dave and Gwen, Mike and Shannon, people of God, Brother Tim, Alan and Angel, Ray and Tish. Matter of fact, it's Jeff and Kelly Nowak's anniversary today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Happy anniversary to you guys.
Why did the others
not see the angel? Well, probably they were not tuned in faith. And maybe God only showed himself to Paul because Paul was the leader of all the disciples that were with him. Because Paul had disciples on that ship with him. Fellow workers. Teresa Dowd.
Yes, you may ask for prayer.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teresa, here in this gathering of believers, it is not an interruption.
Mm-hmm.
It's the next thing God's doing. We've had a night of it already, so we might as well just add another victory to the bundle. Father, right now in Jesus' name, we reach up into heaven where you said, thy will be done on earth. We reach up there. Amy Temple McPherson would say, I reach up there, I get that new heart, and I bring that new heart down. And I place it inside of Teresa Dowd's mom's
yes.
being. And we declare by a gift of the Spirit, by the gift of miracles and the gift of healings, that this body will receive a completely, totally new heart. And when they get there, they'll be like, wow, look at this heart. And it'll be nothing like it was. Healed. By the prayers of the saints who believe in the word of God because of who you are on the inside of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak peace to her life, to her mind, her spirit. We declare every cell, every tissue, mom's body, you receive life in every organ right now.
Amen.
Be restored and be made whole. All you got to do is speak the word, and we speak the word right now. This body system functions according to the word of Almighty God. And we speak life and life more abundantly to this family in Jesus' mighty name. You know, it comes to me by the Spirit of God right now that I prophesied to, it comes to me by the Spirit of God, the same Spirit talked to me to speak a word to Sunday Geyser at the beginning of this program. Probably at about a half an hour in, we were praying and reading Psalm 144. Verse 1. And I would encourage you to go back when you have a chance and listen to this program again at the beginning. And you'll hear that prayer that I prayed for Sunday by the Spirit of God. And you are to claim that same prayer yourself. Now, anybody else that's here that heard that prayer and say, and you say, hey, wait, I want that in my life too. You grab that anointing on that prayer. Because
yeah.
That anointing is for anybody that can receive it and will receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Julian and Vimalian, Vimala, welcome tonight. It's our Malaysia body. I haven't seen Brother Pakistan. Has he been here? Brother Pakistan, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we just thank you right now. Can you give us a first name, Teresa? So we have a name to put on it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you, Father. And we thank you. And we love you and thank you. And you know what's awesome, guys? Is this message that we're teaching right now tonight about having a full tank of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We live out of full tank here.
Yes, we do.
Now, there may be some of you that say, hey, man, my tank's not too full, Pastor. Yeah, but that's okay, because you can see the importance of this full tank. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life to your body. Roseanne, there it is, Roseanne. Father, we speak life to Roseanne, and we speak life to Teresa Dowd's body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Life and life more abundantly. Life. This is our answer. Whoever you are. You know, I'm going to tell a quick story before we finish reading Paul here. Brother Terry Mize is one of the great missionaries of our day. He's a wonderful man. I know him personally, been with him, been around him, I should say, several times. And just got some of the most awesome stories of faith where he just was out doing the will of God, living every day. One of the coolest stories about Terry is he said, I came home the other day from being around the world on a mission trip. And I forget, he said, I was in like five different nations. He said, I came home and could you believe it? My wife told me to take the garbage out. He said, I looked at her and said, well, I am a missionary that travels all over the world. I shouldn't have to take the garbage out. Wait, no, don't throw anything at him. She said, well, I don't care what you do around the world. You are my husband. Carry that garbage out. He said, yes, ma'am, I'm on my way right now. That's a humorous story. And Brother Terry and his wife had a wonderful relationship. Anyways, Brother Terry, one time, God told him to get in his car and drive across Mexico and minister to a preacher family on the other side of Mexico. Well, like way back in the day. They were driving a station wagon. That's how far back in the day it was.
Wow.
Lord, I don't have any money. He said, I didn't ask you if you have money. He said, how am I going to get there? I won't have enough gas. He said, you're going to get in your car and go, and I'll take care of it. They're driving across Mexico. I want you to see this now. This story is exactly what we're talking about. The car ran out of gas. He said, I'm in the middle of nowhere. And he said, what am I going to do now? He's got his wife and four kids with him. And the Holy Spirit said, get that jug and go down to that creek and fill your tank with water. Now, in that day, there wasn't too many men alive that would have said, oh, yeah, there you go. But what is he going to do? He's in the middle of nowhere. Got that jug, filled the tank up with water. Listen to this. Drove all the way over there to Mexico, wherever that place was, and all the way home.
On water.
On water. And at some point, put fuel in that tank that had water in it, and it didn't cough, hack, spit, and wheeze. The next week, he's in Texas. Listen to this story. He's in Texas at a minister's meeting. And his tank's low. And he drives by a gas station and runs out. He's like, I drove all the way across Mexico. Why couldn't I drive by a gas station? He's like, Terry, you don't have to drive. You got money and there's a gas station. Fill tank up. Say it with me. I got to keep my tank full. I got to keep my tank full. And God's going to give you the ability. He drove across Mexico and back on a tank of water. You want to talk about getting good gas mileage in your vehicle? If you can just run out in the yard and stick the hose in it, you'd have a good deal, wouldn't you?
It makes you wonder if his level of faith was different. And then he had no choice. He had to believe the water was going to work. Well, then when you're in town and you got money and there's a gas station there, it's like, well, if it doesn't work, I can understand. So is it the difference in faith level that...
Well, and God just told him, you've got money in your pocket and there's a gas station, stop the gas.
Yeah.
But it's the whole principle.
Yeah.
Now watch what happens with Paul. Acts 27:24. Welcome, Phyllis Raymond. And don't put water in your tank unless God tells you to, Phyllis. Love you, Phyllis. Powerful story, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now watch. Saying, do not be afraid. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, friend, for I believe that God is, that I believe God, that it'll be just as it was told. However, we must run aground on a certain island. All of a sudden, the prisoner is now in charge of the ship he's on as a prisoner. Say it. Keep your faith tank full. This is something. When the 14th night had come, as we were driven up and down in the Adriatic Sea, can you imagine? 14 nights and days. The planet said, coming off the oil rigs in the Gulf in a big storm, he said, you throw up stuff you didn't know you had. He said, even the Baptists will speak in tongues when that happens. About midnight, the sailors sensed that they were drawing near some land. And they took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. And when they went a little farther, they took soundings again, 15 fathoms. Then, fearing lest we should run aground on the rocks, they dropped 4 anchors on the stern and prayed for day to come. And as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down the skiff into the sea under pretense of putting out the anchors from the grove, from the prow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. Wow.
Wow.
It's about the dawn. Paul implored them all, take food, saying, today is the 14th day you have waited and continued without food and eating nothing. They weren't only in a storm. They weren't even eating. Of course, probably didn't have the ability to eat anything. Said, I got to keep my tank full of faith. You ready? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When he had said these things, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. When he broke it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and took food themselves. And in all, there were 276 persons on the ship. This is not a little boat, guys. 276 people on there. I want to know who was making bread in the middle of the storm. So when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and threw out the wheat into the sea. Evelyn Robinson, welcome. We speak life more abundantly into your body, Evelyn. In the mighty name of Jesus, now receive life, health, and strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. 276 people. That wasn't just a little 14-foot fishing boat. That was a ship. 39. When it was day, they did not recognize the land. They observed a bay with a beach, under which they planned to run the ship if possible. And they let go the anchors and left them in the sea, meanwhile loosing the rubber ropes. And they hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made for the shore. But striking a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the prow stuck fast and remained immovable. But the stern was being broken up by the violence of the waves. The soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners lest any of them should swim away and escape. The centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get land. And the rest, some of the boards, and on some parts of the ship. And so it was, they all escaped safely to land. Say it with me, I got to keep my faith thankful. I mean, Paul hadn't eaten for 14 days. What are you like when you haven't eaten for 14 days?
A little hungry.
You're a little hangry, that's right. And in the middle of a dry storm for 14 days. This is what I'm trying to tell you and me. In the middle of COVID and lockdown and pandemic and the rest of it, we can make it through. Paul went through a whole lot worse than what we're going through. Say it. I'm keep thankful of whatever he tells me to put in it. Who made enough bread for 275 people? And where did they make it in the middle of a storm? And if the bread was 14 days old from the last time they did make it, it's probably going to be moldy. How'd you like to bend the baker making bread in the middle of a storm? 28. When they escaped, they found out the island was called Malta, and the natives just unusual kindness. They kindled a fire, made us all welcome because the rain was falling and because of the cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid on the fire, a viper came out of the heat and fastened onto his hand. This is a serious trip we're on here. What do you think? Keep your faith tank full. That's what I keep. When the natives saw this hanging from his hand, they said to one another, no doubt this man's a murderer, whom Noah has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow him to live. Amen. He shook up the creature into the fire, and he suffered no harm. And then they said, well, he ain't a murderer, he's a god. He would suddenly fall down dead. After they looked for a long time and saw nothing, no harm coming, they changed their minds and said he's a god. Verse 7, in that region there was an estate of the leading citizen of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us, entertained us courteously for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went into him, laid his hands on him, and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. Say it. I gotta keep my faith tank full. Faith comes by how? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Speak it, talk it, read it, speak it out loud, listen to it, speak it. But most of all, get organized sets of verses for what you need to understand in God and begin to speak them regularly. Just like you see, I put in that threat for the tent meeting and how we're praying these confessions every night. Use the same process for what it is you need to learn about God and grow and develop in, and then speak them every day. If you want to, ask us. We've got many confessions written that we'll be glad to share with you. If you need a specific one written and you're like, Pastor, I don't see it yet. It's okay. If you don't see it, we do. Call us, write us, email us, come see us, get on the Amtrak and come all the way to Williston. In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 10, they also honored us in many ways. And when they departed, they provided such things as were necessary. And Paul took off for Rome in the name of Jesus. Said, I got to keep my faith tank full. Sounds like a chainsaw running.
It does.
And there's no tree anywhere. We have no trees for them to be cutting down with that chainsaw. And it is dark. Chainsaws is not a tool that everybody has in their garage around here. All right. What's the point of this whole thing, Pastor? Keep your faith tank full. How do we do that? Romans 10:17. Let's go there. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's go back and grab verse number 8, and we'll read 8 through 10. Romans 10, 8 through 10. Watch this. Faith is the same as believing, yes. Well, it's a little different. Yeah, it's pretty much the same. You can get into some highfalutin splitting hairs, but faith is believing, and believing is faith. Believing is the process you use to cause your faith to produce. I guess that's the best way to say it. Believing is the process you use while faith is going to work. Verse 8, what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Here's the faith process, verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now watch. I know. I love it too. When God spoke this to me the other day, Julian, I'm like, well, there it is. He spoke it to me. I was talking to him about me. I'm like, Lord, what's going on? He goes, well, and a couple things here. You got to get your faith tank back full. Oh. What did I do? I made a lot of confessions, and I started doing it. Why? Because I will have my faith tank full night and day, and this is what we're learning. Nobody can keep you from having a full tank of faith. Nobody can. I don't care what you've said. I don't care. Nobody can keep your tank from being full of faith. Nobody. When you stand before Jesus, it's going to be you, yourself, and you. All by yourself. Now, when he starts, because you're going to be before Jesus, not the Father, because we're going to be in the presence of Christ, which our works are tried by fire. Your works will be tried by fire. If you're married, husband and wife will come forward, and their works are going to be tried by fire for your married life. So keep faith thankful. Keep walking with God every single day. And how do you do it? You get this word out. Matter of fact, I think I'm just going to play one for you. Should I play one?
What?
One of my confessions. I'll show you. Mary asked me to do these, and I got a bunch done, Mary, and I just got to figure out how to get the app working on the website so that I can upload these to the app, and it'll be on the website, and then you know, all you got to do is go to the website and click it. Because I'm really getting everything focused on the website, so the website will be the Grand Central Station for everything we do. We're working on it. If you've got websiting ability, let us know. Sister Lisa does. but she's also got a life and a family, and you know, her things she got to do every day now that Texas is opened up. Let's do this. Just, can you talk for a minute, love?
Yep, amen, Mary. And the stronger, I just say this too, the stronger your faith becomes, it becomes such a knowing inside you. It's like it goes beyond just believing. It's a knowing inside of you. And listening to or reading good faith scriptures, if you're finding yourself getting low in your faith tank, just pulling out specific scriptures and doing the confessions on those, boy, that helps.
And here's what you'll learn to do. I think it's one of the most important processes in this, is learn to take the verses of the Bible and personalize them for yourself. You're not changing the Bible. The Baptists and the Catholics and the Pentecostals scared us really bad. If you add one thing to the Word of God, God will curse you forever. Yeah. Well, that's very true. But if you take a verse that has the word you, Y-O-U in it, and you take it out of second person and put it into first person for yourself, you're not changing the Word of God. You're making it personal to you. All right? The times you hear me say, I am going to, the times you hear me say, I take the negatives and make it positive, I'm not changing the Word of God, because they put in double negatives to make a positive, and I just put the words in the positive. You're not changing anything. Except that in the day you and I live, all those nots and can'ts and don'ts and won'ts, pretty soon the words your mind hears are can't, won't, and don't. And you're not hearing, the words of faith actually being spoken. Now, listen to this. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is something I did. I'm actually going to put this on the website when we can get it all up there. Listen how this is. This is 1 Corinthians 2. Wait, got to have some volume, man.
Chapter 2, where Paul is talking about coming to the Corinthian church in the power of God. And then he deals with praying in the Spirit and the benefits of it. Now, this is not a direct quote from the New King James Version, which I study with. I've taken some of the phrases and placed them in different places in the verse to bring more clarity. I've had several who have asked me to do this, so I thought I would just share it with you. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Brethren, when I came to you, declaring to you the testimony of God, it wasn't by excellence of speech or of wisdom, for I determined to proclaim to you only Jesus Christ and him crucified, nothing else. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching, demonstration of the Spirit and of power, not with just persuasive words of human wisdom, that your faith should rest in the power of God, not the wisdom of man. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. Verse 7. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory.
Now, I can see my volume's not loud enough. Could you guys hear that? I don't know whether you could hear it. But when you actually get to listen to that and compare it with the scripture, you'll see I didn't change the scripture. Thank you, Sunday. Appreciate that. I didn't change the word. I just made it so that I just personalized it for me so that it can begin to produce faith for me. Because what I do now, I take this out and I play it when I'm riding the car. I play it. I take a shower. What am I doing? I'm putting that word down inside of my heart by listening to it again and again and again. Here's what happens now. Now, when a situation arises that I need God every single day. This guy's got to stop talking over here. All right. What happens is when I need that faith to produce for me, I've got it stored in my tank, and now it'll come out. It's like First Corinthians 2:1-5. My speech and my preaching are not with persuasive words of human wisdom. That's what Paul said, and that's what I'm going to say. But with a demonstration of the Spirit and power. Why? So that your faith, would not be in the wisdom of man, some man, but in the power of God. I've got books by Dr. Reverend so-and-so out here. I want your faith to be right here in this, in the word, and in the power of God. The more word you get down inside your heart by speaking with your mouth, and listening with your ears, the more your faith tank is going to get full. And now when your faith tank's full, or your bank account, it's like a bank account. When your faith account is full, you can write a check, and the check won't bounce. And it will get you across Mexico a tank of water. Brother Tim said when he was 15 years old, he got revelation that if I speak to the mountain, it'd be removed. And he brought so many young people to the church that he actually had a larger youth group than what the adults had on Sunday night. And the church told him he had to quit preaching whenever he was preaching because too many kids was coming. And he went to Central America on a mission trip. Listen to this. He's 18 years old, or maybe 17. I don't know. He was young. And he's in this village. And he's learned that God is gonna come to the word of God. And if he speaks the word, it's going to come to pass. All right? He's 17, 18 years old. He walks in the village. He walks into the bar in the village and says, I just want to let everybody know, bring all your sick and diseased people out in the street tonight, and Jesus is going to heal them. And there was a man sitting on the end of the bar with an AK-47 or whatever they had been, Kalashnikov or something. And he said, there ain't going to be no Jesus service here. We don't serve that God here. And he said, there most certainly will. And if you want to challenge me, whatever God you serve, you come out here. I'll let you pay first, and we'll see whose God works. And the guy said, there ain't going to be no service. He said, well, you can't shoot me because I don't die. I ain't scared of your gun. That night, the guy with the gun didn't show up. And every person that came into the street that night to be healed was healed by Jesus. By a 17-year-old who had just filled his life with the word of God that simply says, by his stripes, you are healed. Fill your life. Fill your faith tank to the top, to where it's just splashing over out the top. I have a water truck here in North Dakota. And the tank, you got to have a vent open so that you don't blow the tank up. But here's the process. If you fill the tank up too full, it'll come out the vent and overflow. And you don't want that. But when it comes to you and me, God wants our faith tank filled to overflowing. Why? Because then if somebody comes and says, hey, brother, can you do this? Bam, it just automatically comes out of you. One of the places your tank is full is with the verse of scripture that says life and life more abundantly. Why? We say that here all the time. Now find some more verses. As we are speaking the verses here, write them down, get them in an orderly manner, change them to make them fit you, put your own name in it if you want to. And then you can begin to see that word producing life in your life in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Isn't that awesome? This is what I love. We got Sunday and Chris. We got Julian and Vamala. We got Velma and Wilma and Melissa. We got Mike and Shannon and Robert. Got that generation. We got some generations. Phyllis K. Raymond, Mary Pasterick, Rebecca Smith. We got some folks. We got the Jeff and Kelly, the Angel and Alan. We got Trey and Tisha. We got some folks, Sherry Gilbert, Chris Timmer, Dan and Gwen, and Dave and Gwen. It's a big old family. Amen, Sunday. And see, what are we learning to do? We're learning to help each other. We're learning to study this word. We're learning to dig it up. And as soon as we can see it, if one of you know, let me know. As soon as we can see how to have a prayer line going while we're doing this, we're going to have a prayer line going.
Yeah.
Why? Because that way when people come, they can come right in and get the word, or they can get prayer immediately by a live person that can spend a little bit of time with them on the phone praying over them. And now they've got immediate help for their lives. And the 24-hour prayer lines have been open for a long, 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 long time in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the great thing about the community of faith. There isn't a one of us that feel like we've arrived. Because the only day that we'll say we've arrived is the day our feet hit heaven after Jesus comes and gets us back.
No, then we're going to have all kinds of questions.
When we arrive, it's going to be back in heaven. This is what I want us to see. There is nothing that limits you from having faith. Well, Mary, that's a tough one, because if people say unspoken, then you don't know what, you know, all you can do is say, Lord, you know what that person needs, and I don't. But I trust that you're knowing my words right now will be led by you, and then the Holy Spirit will lead you in exactly what to say. And remember this, guys. If God tells you something personal about people's lives, it is not for you to tell anybody else. Now, sometimes here, by the Spirit of God, I call things out, but I'm never gonna expose somebody's sin here because that's not God. That's not God. Well, let me say it differently. It's not God to expose their sin and humiliate somebody.
Right.
It is God to get you free from any kind of sin that has been binding in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, did we even get to our verses tonight? Oh, yeah, we did. Let's go one more. Acts 10:34. One more verse. the Holy Spirit gave me today. Acts 10:34. Look at this. This is Peter. He's with Cornelius. They've just received the Holy Spirit. Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him." Say it. Everybody gets a full tank of faith.
Amen. Everybody gets a full tank.
Everybody gets a full tank of faith in the mighty name of Jesus.
It is a good prayer, Rebecca, that Pastor says Latin.
Amen. That's good prayer, Rebecca. Yeah. Lord, you've not missed anything in that person's life. You, Father, know what they need. That's a great prayer. That's a great prayer. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, guys, that's our word for tonight. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, just thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise that you are more determined than we are for us to grow. You're in heaven. You see the whole picture. You're saying, do this, say this, give that, do this, say this, give that, do this, do this, do this. Go over there, come do this, do this. And every single bit of it is for us to grow and develop and be established in you. And now, Lord, we actually live our life and say, wow, what you are doing in our lives is absolutely amazing. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's amazing. I thank you, Lord, for how I've grown. Thank you for how Leanne and I have grown. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us this revelation that we get to have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we give you glory and give you the honor and we give you the praise. And we say it. Here am I, Lord. Send me. I choose to walk with you every day. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, let's sing it. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands to heaven. We exalt your mighty name. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands to heaven. We exalt your mighty name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. What a night, eh? What a night. And we got the 90-second lady turned down, so she can't even interrupt. On purpose. Well, now, I'm going to, I call a stop now. I demand all seasonal allergies to cease and desist.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare it right now. Say this with me. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. Now listen. Today, I was out walking the dog. And I'm going to receive communion one more time for those that are joining us late. Some of you have already received it once. You're welcome to receive it twice. So get your stuff ready. But I was out walking the dog today, and the other day we had that horrible wind here. And there's just garbage that's just blown all over everything. So where I walked Ripley, there was a bunch of stuff laying there. And I was reaching down, picking it up. And lo and behold, right in the middle of all of it was a big old garbage bag. And I'm like, well, how appropriate is that? God set me up. I want to make the place look clean and neat. God not only helped me have the desire to do it, but he put me a garbage bag right there. So I'm picking this stuff up. And I reached my hand down to get a piece of paper. And I went through these weeds. And I immediately started itching. All right? Well, now I looked down at those weeds and I thought, I wonder what that is. And then I said, I don't care what that is. Nothing shall by any means hurt me.
Amen.
Nothing shall by any means hurt me. Does it really mean that, Pastor? Yeah. Brother Charles Capps liked to bow hunt. He'd go out in the woods and he'd bow hunt. And then poison ivy would be on the tree. And then he'd get itching and breaking out and everything. And when he learned that verse, he said, are you kidding me? Nothing? They said, that's what it says, doesn't it? And God said nothing. He went right out and found a tree with poison ivy and climbed it. A little bit later, he started itching. He came back down, went back in the house, got his Bible. Came back out and said, well, nothing shall by any means hurt me. And he kept climbing that tree, speaking that word, until the poison ivy never had another effect in it.
Really?
Awesome. Luke 10:19. I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. If you can cast out the devil and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Say it. It don't matter what it is. Get off my skin. Say it. My skin is impervious. But I'll wait. If you're going to go lay down in some poison night mile, take that verse of scripture with you. Because you don't want to, you want to live in and walk in full of health. There you go. Take the don'ts out and get the faith in. Mr. Lynn's got the verses for the night up. Thank you, love. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I deliver to you tonight, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night, good Sunday, we love you for being with us. Wait, you ready, Sunday? Thanks for bringing your faith here and using it alongside ours.
Yeah.
I like that statement. Help me remember it. I was just asking to see if my wife was paying attention. I mean, she was just over there laughing and chuckling and putting on Facebook and stuff. Bless you, Sunday. We love you. Verse 12. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. All of it, from before the foundation till the new heavens and the new earth. Crowds were cheering. Don't know if you could hear it or not.
Oh, is that what that was?
Verse 28, let a man examine himself. And then when you get done examining, let him eat of the bread. Verse 31, for if you would judge yourselves, you would not be judged. John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this. This is a good communion verse. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes along with it. Therefore, there's no place for fear in the communion service, because our Father wants his love cast out the fear and the torment. I'm preaching pretty good, even if you're just staring at me. So what do we do, preacher? We pray a prayer of salvation. We make sure you're right with God. You examine your heart. You hear him in your ears and your spirit. And then you walk with him every day. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Here I am.
Here I am.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And I know, according to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
Jesus is the door.
Jesus is the door.
And I enter in through the door.
And I enter in through the door.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you in my life.
And I receive you
in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. According to John chapter 1.
According to John.
You make me a child of God.
You make me a child of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Hold on, I ain't skipping that part. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just going. Ready? Say, here's all my sin.
Here is all my sin.
I can't do anything with
I
it.
I can't do anything with
ready?
It.
Ready? Put your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Fill in my life in every way.
Fill in my life in every way.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. I was getting a download. All right. That was the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the family of God. Here's what we are. Here's who we are. This is what we look like. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you here. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. Your fear, Jesus' faith. You went from your sin, which you can't defeat yourself. You don't have any human ability to defeat it. To Jesus' righteousness, which he fills you with. Now you win. And among many other things, you became a child of God. Adopted into the family. Heir of God, joint heir with Jesus. And you are literally a member of the family of God. They got my email address and the website in there. So you can come to this. You can see this communion prayer again on the website and pray it again every day. And there's other information there. And it's going to be like a big old website before long, because that's going to be Grand Central Station for everything that we do here at the community. Now watch. Send me an email. Tell me your story. Ask me a question. Give us a prayer request. I had somebody today that sent a very personal question in, and it's going to be a blast helping them. It really is. Powerful testimonies come out of them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why? Because we help you deal with where you are in your life right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Guys, we have over 350 videos that are already made that are excellent teachings. It can help you walk with God. We just got to know where you need the most, and we'll send you the videos to get you there. And then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Study, 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 study. Play it. Listen to it. Speak it. Fill your faith tank in Jesus' mighty name. I've gone to preaching. Grab your elements. Ready? Let's bless our elements, and we'll receive them together. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus' name,
I bless these elements for this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
And then you took it all away.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I'm healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my body.
Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. Right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Say this to me, the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus. I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague
has to pass over. And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
And
there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My
robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And
I will always be
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Somebody shout glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God on high. Amen, 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 and amen. Have to fall asleep now. The Z are coming. My name. Call you blessed. I love you and pray for each of you to be watched over by the angels. Until later. We love you, Rebecca. You're a part of our family. You and Christine are very close people to us. We love you. Somehow I missed you when you left, but we call you blessed tonight too. In the mighty name of Jesus. And your family, Jim, and all of them, your faith with you. I was ahead of the leg. I done did eat my bread and drank my water and got to my timing better. Good night. God bless. Mary, Pastor Rick, you're a blessing to us. You are a blessing to us. To anybody else that's still with us? I can't see everything, but we love you, Dan and Gwen. Bless you tonight. Anybody else that's with us out there, we call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Did we sing?
Did we or should
we? Did
we? We did not yet.
Should we?
But we can.
All right. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain and flows to the lowest valley. The blood gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Well, Jeff and Kelly, I hope to see you. Happy anniversary to you. We sure do love you guys. Thank you for everything you did to help us get started. You're a very, very, very major blessing to us. And we love you dearly. We pray for you all the time, for your families, and may God richly bless you in all that you do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, anybody tonight that it may have had a question they didn't ask, we pray tonight they become more faith-filled than ever before.
Yeah.
We pray that they become courageous enough to ask their questions. Lord, for those that we may have needed to be praying for tonight, in the name of Jesus, we bless them. Because you know way beyond, and we bless you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Isn't that something? We love you, Phyllis. Call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Till we see you again, this is what we say.
We love you. And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.